What's going on, everybody? We are the Let's Talk Divots podcast, a podcast dedicated to women's professional golf and everything going on in the LPGA Tour. We are your hosts, Casey Johnson and Captain Ron Dunn, a couple of people who walk inside the ropes on the LPGA Tour. If you don't know us by now, I don't need to go into the long-winded introductions, but that's who we are. We're out here. We love the game. We believe in the game, and we're just having so much fun out here doing what we do. And jack of all trades sitting across from me, and myself as a caddy. We'll get into more of the jack of all trades here in a little bit. But if you're enjoying our show, we just really appreciate it if you went and you shared our show. Really helps us in our mission to grow the game of golf and women's golf. And we would just really, really, really appreciate that. Everybody's off doing a good job at that so far. So click the like button, click the share button, make a comment, just interact. And we just appreciate the feedback we've been getting. It's been really great. And we just keep meeting new people along the road and passing off our mission here. And there's just so much support. So we're really appreciative of that. But again, we are at Let's Talk Divots on all social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all the no TikTok going for us yet, but you know, maybe one day, in our production. But once again, at Let's Talk Divots, and we thank you so humbly in helping us in our mission. We are live from the ShopRite, 2020 ShopRite here. I'm going to say what's up to my brother, Ronnie. What's going on?
Hey, it's a great week out here, man. Just totally enjoyed it. We just said living large, living it like it is.
So we're not going to just jump right into the golf yet. Everybody knows what happened anyway, if you're followers of the LPGA Tour. And we've had some people reach out, and just they know we crossed the country in the 27-foot RV, and they just want to know how that was and what we got up to and what was going on. So, Ron, how was our 60-hour, 3,000-mile trip from the last time we actually broadcasted an event, which was live in Portland? We did have Christy McPherson on the show kind of on midway through, but...
Yeah, we got Christy in South Dakota. We pulled over for a little bit. But yeah, it was quite the drive. We left Portland, Oregon on a Sunday night, drove for about 3 or 4 hours in the evening. Late in the early morning, we pulled over. I don't even remember where, but we just kind of copped some Z's, chilled out, just drove through, and introducing Casey to the United States. He's from British Columbia, so he hasn't seen much of it. We did take him through the Grand Canyon a few weeks ago, but this time our goal was to go through Yosemite National Park, Wyoming, and that was pretty cool.
Yeah, Ron's call, not that impressive. No, I'm just kidding.
Nothing special, baby.
No, absolutely stunning. What a magical place. I guess the call would be, Ron kept looking, wow, those mountains are great. I'm like, ours are bigger in Canada. Everything's bigger in Canada.
Yeah, but we had some pretty good peaks there, man. We're at 12,000, we're at 6,000-foot elevation, 12,000-foot peaks. But man, Yosemite was just beautiful.
What's that in meters?
Meters, that's a whole couple miles.
I'm just kidding, man. No, but we're Yellowstone, man. Not Yosemite.
Yellowstone, not Yosemite.
Yellowstone National Park.
Wyoming.
Absolute beautiful
Old
place.
Old Faithful, home of Old Faithful. We even got to see
goodness.
A grizzly bear. How was that, right?
Grizzly bear eating an elk. I sent it to like my brothers and who are, you know, avid hunters, etc. And they're like, we saw that on the news. You saw that? So that was pretty cool. I wouldn't call it, you know, it was really cool. It wasn't a highlight because there was like a million other people there. It was like being in the Serengeti in like Africa or something is what that kind of reminded me. Everybody's been camped out for a week there. But, you know, Old Faithful was cool. Just the whole, you know.
Waterfalls, small Grand Canyon there. It was just beautiful. But the grizzly bear, yeah, he was camped out for a week, went swimming and grabbed that bighorn elk out there, pulled him to shore, and sat there macking on him for
Antlers,
a week.
Antlers, not horns.
Antlers, my bad, Canadian.
Sorry, man. Just
Antlers,
you know.
Horns, what's a horn?
Correct you. I just got to correct you there. But yeah, awesome trip.
Beautiful. Drove across, and we did pull over in South Dakota where masks were optional. We saw that going in the stores. That was kind of bewildering for us Californian guys where you got to wear masks everywhere you go. But we pulled over, interviewed Christy McPherson on there. That was a great pod we dropped last week. Then we hit the road again. It took us 5 days. We got here a little bit early to ShopRite, so we had a couple of days before I finally got to play golf with my PGA Teaching Pro 2015 of the year. He took me out and he schooled me. I tied him after four holes, and he beat me by 10 after nine. So what do you say?
You beat me after four holes, but yeah, I think I still had you by 10 after the turn. So.
It was classic.
Dusted, yeah. So, and yeah, shout out to Blue Pines, I think.
Ron Jaworski, Blue Herring.
Blue Herring for having us out. Yeah, the fellas looked after us. Can't remember the name slipping on me right now. Sorry, head pro director of golf there. Yeah, we had a good time and got looked after here as well at Seaview Troon facility, the Pines across the road.
1942 PGA Championship was there. Sam Snead's first major win in a match play event. We played that across the street from here where we play here at Seaview's for 4 days.
Yeah, great golf course. The greens were a little tired, lots of play, and course condition wasn't what I'm sure they wanted it to be, but what a fantastic layout. I think it's much more difficult than even the one across the road. But yeah, a little bit of history there with Snead and the plaques and stuff out there, so really cool to experience that.
Yeah, I got one apology to make before we jump into our show here, if you don't mind, Casey. I just got a shout out to Maria Fernandez Torres. I called her a Mexican last week, and she is Puerto Rican, proud Puerto Rican. A lot of great athletes coming from Puerto Rican. Roberto and Sandy Alomar, baseball players. Hector Macho Camacho, the boxer, and Felix Trinidad, the boxer, and of course, who could forget, Chichi Rodriguez is from Puerto Rico. But Miranda, I'm sorry.
Never mind. Keep going.
Maria Fernandez Torres, a Puerto Rican, a proud Puerto Rican. She's out here on the LPGA Tour swinging it good. Her and her caddy, Jorge, old Gwen, great, great, great people out there. But I apologize to you, Maria. I didn't mean to call you Mexican.
Did she call you out or something?
Of course not. But I just want to throw it out there. Jorge does listen to our show. So shout out to Jorge for listening to Let's Talk Divots. But yeah, Maria's a great gal out here. And they just speak Spanish out there. Took it for granted. It took one for the team, but it's Puerto Rican.
Classic American.
Exactly. She's got the even Puerto Rican boxing gloves for her head covers. She's a very proud Puerto Rican, and rightfully so. So without further ado,
Thanks for clearing the air, Ron.
Yeah, the Seaview, man. It's been, how about 1986? Last time since 1986.
Good year.
72 whole event here. It's always been 54 because they have 3 days of pro-ams with all the...
Man, I had a whole extra day. I wish they had capped it at 54 personally with our result today. But anyway, keep going.
Yeah,
on
yeah, you slid a little bit backwards today. But no, all the big wigs come down from New York and are all Connecticut. They come up here and want to play in that pro-am. They bring in 100 extra LPGA players just to support them. But because it was the COVID 2020 and there was no pro-ams, it was a 72 whole event, 4 days here.
I'm quite liking this. This is my second time here. Donald Ross, I'm a big fan of Donald Ross. I'm getting to know that you Americans love that man and his course design. I've got to play like a number of tracks by him, and you know, he's old, you know, quite old school, so they're usually like pretty short golf courses, but you got to be you know, really good and accurate, and you know, the greens can be penalizing if you miss them in the wrong area, and it's only 6,200 yards. Obviously, you know, the girls ate it up at 20 under par, being the winning score, 19 under, but
finding the fairways was key.
Yeah, it's a fun course. Everybody can, you know, everybody's involved at 6,200, and it's the wind gets going, and
all different directions, all 4 days, boom, from each different direction you can imagine.
All 4 days, we played early in the week. It was south all during the practice, and stayed south on the first day. Then it switched to northwest, and then we finished in east today. Like it was the compass was flying all over the map, and it just made you know, you had to be on your toes, and obviously the people that were on their toes the most at the end of the week won.
Yeah, and being a resort court toward the end of the summer here, it got hammered, a lot of play throughout the year, so everything was a little bit hammered out there, but the girls made A, although had to play the same course, so it all ended up even par for everybody.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, and that's just the resurgence of golf during COVID. This is a Troon club. It's 36-hole resort facility, so, you know, there was a few complaints hanging around that I heard out in the air, but you know what, like, I got a golf management background, man, you know, at a golf course, being head golf professional and that sort of stuff. Those people they're just happy that they had, like, probably the best numbers they've ever had, you know, due to COVID, one of the only social distancing things that they can come out. So that's why you've seen some hacked up tee boxes and, you know, some hurricane rains coming through. And they still did a phenomenal job. The greens were as good as you could get them for POA. And you know what? We played lift, clean, and place through the golf course all week. Not through the golf course, but through the fairways. So lies weren't an issue. And it didn't come into play.
Yeah, it was great out there. But so if you listeners, you guys follow us, you guys know who we are, you know Casey's background, PGA.
Oh, stop.
All right, let's get into Ron Dunn here. What does I do? I got four hats out here. I just
No, stop. Let me go.
Back up the bus.
Yeah, Ron Dunn. Sorry, we'll get to golf one of these days here, but Ronald Dunn, he's a super stroke rep, the putting arc rep. He does a luggage transportation, Caddy Express operation, CEO, luggage transportation, little plug there. He works the boom mic for the Golf Channel. Well, this week, Ron decides to make his caddy debut with Tiff Chan. What was she thinking? But first of all, unbelievable. Tiff Chan's a great great gal out here. She hasn't had the most spot-on year. She's missed every single cut. She's looking for a caddy change, and Ron's good buddies with her. And he says, let's go out there. Let's just have a good time. I want to carry your bag. Are you open to it? Try to bring it back to the basics. I don't really know what the hell I'm doing out there, but I'll be a Sherpa, and we'll just have a good time, and you're going to play good. And boom, first cut of the year. So shout out to Ronnie, the caddy master.
I straight out told her I've never done this before. You know that? And she says, yeah, I know. I said, I'm just going to get you out of your own way, get into some golf, have some fun. We'll get into that after the first round. But, man, day one, I felt Jewish out here. It was like Hanukkah, Christmas, 7 days. It was exciting every single day of the week. I just couldn't be more happy. I mean, this is probably the fifth best week of my life.
Wow, top five, man. Really?
Easy.
Tell us a little bit about it. Why? Like, how did it come into play? What was Tiff? What's your relationship with her? Like, you know, the listeners want to know.
Tiff Chan from Hong Kong, played in the Olympic, 26 years old, lives in Las Vegas, USC graduate, go Trojans. But I met her out here last year. She was a super stroke gal, and I followed her around. I remember coming off here at ShopRite. She missed a cut last year. She was by two strokes, she missed it, and she lost the ball. The marshals couldn't find it. Nobody could find it. And I told her right then and there, you'll never miss a ball again. I will be your four caddy. I hung out with her last year all the time. No problem there, man. I think she's a wonderful lady. Beautiful, easy on the eyes, but just such a nice heart. Very kind. But yeah, for her to give me my first loop and put the bag on my shoulders, we're going to get into some stories, but it was just unbelievable.
But I got to say, like, Ron's been out here for 3 or 4 years now doing all his other hats, and the amount of text messages, it was like the fan, like, I think Tiff said, I'm paraphrasing Ron, I'm stealing Ron's word right now, because people were texting me who don't like have Ron's number, but know like that we're buddies, being like, because they made the cut, cats out of the bag. They made the cut.
That was our goal.
And, congratulations to Ron. Like, people are, like, following Ron, like, taking videos and, like,
oh, no doubt.
Shouts out.
We came off on Friday night, we came off the 16th green. We had two groupies out sitting outside the ropes. We park our rig right there on the 16th green. Casey was right there, met a couple guys, Jerry and Tim. Shout out to them. They live here locally. The three of them followed us in 16, 17, 18. Tiff even looked over, man, Ron, you got more fans than I do, but it was just a blast to be out there.
I think she even said, I feel like we've won the tournament
or something. Oh, yeah. Yesterday morning, I told her, I sent her a text Friday night, said a lot of fanfare. She got a lot of love. We had people calling us everywhere. I'm walking around, people are high-fiving us and just saying, congratulations, just because we made the cut. But everybody knows I'm out here. I'm just a nice guy. I'm just trying to do a good job out here, and Tiff and I had a blast out
there. Nice guys don't always finish last.
No way. We did not finish last. DFL, no, not here, baby.
And, what a performance. You were in the final group this week.
Oh, we were in the final group off the back tee, but, hey, we were in the final group. No two ways about it. Coming down Sunday, the final group, watching the sunset, us coming. They already had the trophy presentation by the time we were still putting out on the ninth hole, because we started on the 10th. But, man, what a great just holiday. Our first round, practice round, we play with MB Park. I mean, my God, I'm with MB Park, former number one in the world, watching her up close practice, drop a couple balls. Not much of a conversationalist. Her husband was out there. I showed him a couple pictures I snapped of them at A&A, but it was just an all-around good thing. And if you're on MB's draw, we're on MB's draw. She's got the luck of the Irish on that little girl's shoulders, because we got drawn with her, so we got the good draw this week. We went late Thursday and early Friday, and that seemed to be the best days.
So I don't mean to call you out a little bit here, but I'm trying to help you out a little bit earlier in the week, telling you this, telling you that. You're like, man, I've been watching this for
this.
I've been watching this for years. It's like there's nothing to it. Like, there's not. Okay, man.
OMG.
Okay. OMG. Whatever the kids are saying these days. Was it that easy? Or?
It was nothing like I thought. There were so many things you got to do out there. I thought this is a walk in the park. Put the bag on my shoulder. Let's go get some numbers. Tiff was the bomb. She was so good to me. I mean, she taught me how to read the yardage book. I still don't have it down, but we'll get into that a little bit. But playing with Indy Park was just awesome. I mean, that was the first day. The Thursday, we get teed up. It was like Christmas morning. I'm not kidding. I was so excited. It was just phenomenal being out there.
Top 5 days.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Next to my kids being born and Diana in my life, that was my first 3 best weeks of my life. This had to be right up there, man. I'm not kidding. But the phone was ringing off the hook Friday night. Even the ex-wives were calling, saying, hey, congratulations, and looking forward to the weekend. My kids were ringing the phone. It was the bomb.
Man, so a couple things here. I got a couple notes written down just from what you've told me over the last few days. And just for any new caddies out there, how good does it wishing the ball in the hole work when you're just sitting there and your player's got a 4-footer for par or birdie for that matter, and like, you know, what's the energy like when you just sit there and you're like, come on, good shot? Does it work?
No, my God. I used up all my karma I've had for the next couple years. I got blisters on my fingers from crossing them so hard. I'm not kidding. You're just sitting there. Come on, get in the hole. Can I see a hole-in-one, please? Hole-in-one right here. And you're just, I told that to Casey. And Casey said, dude, don't do it. Don't even wish it. Forget about it. You can't put that ball in the hole.
I went down that road for quite a while, you know, as a new caddy last year. And one of the things I found out very, very quickly is just, you know what? What will be, don't put your emotions into it like that. You'll just exhaust yourself. So
blood, sweat, and tears. I'm wishing that ball in as a
nobody told
it.
Me that. So on your next loop, you're gonna know this now. You know, you learned that on day two.
I learned it that even today I wasn't wishing quite as hard, but I'm still par five. Come on, let's get an albatross right here. Let's get an albatross.
Like that, and that's far fetched, man. Exactly, you're rubbing the genie bottle there, bro.
I was trying whatever I could, man. I didn't change my underwear for 4 days.
Oh my God, don't tell me that shit, okay?
Of course not, man. I was clean drawers all the way out.
Total
there.
Segue, because I want to come back to this a little bit more. But speaking of, you know, people are like, man, people are like, your job's so cool, like the life on tour. What did we do last night on? So I'm second, I go second last group from the leaders, you know. So
Saturday night caddy life.
What did we do? Speaking of dirty underwear,
holy moly, we hung out at the old Pleasantville wash and dry, subs and suds, you know, fluff and fold, doing our laundry. And who else? Two other caddies walked in. Two other veteran caddies of like 30 plus years, both of them cruising in to do your
masks
laundry on a Saturday night. Yeah, but that was pretty funny. So we're telling golf stories in the laundromat.
Eating at, where the hell's
that
Chinese
menu? The best food in town
Chinese store.
It was good, man. It was good Chinese.
Ron doesn't know good food.
This was good. I love Chinese any way you shape it up.
So anyway, back to Ronnie there, wishing the ball in the hole. Just a couple one-liners there. Ron comes in and he's like, man, I don't know how you guys get the numbers so quick. I got more wrong numbers than a roulette table.
Yeah, there's no two ways about it. I was wrong more times than right, no question about it. So lift, clean, and play. So Tiff would hand me the ball to clean the ball out. As soon as I'm done cleaning the ball, she already gives me the numbers. I haven't had a chance to drop the bag, go march anything out. It was just a phenomenal day. But yeah, let's get into Friday a little bit. Friday, so I dropped my head cover on the fourth hole. I'm playing with Stephanie Meadows and Jennifer Chang from USC also. But I dropped my head cover on the fourth hole. I tell the marshal, run back and get it. God forbid. I mean, today, if I had a tank of gas every time I dropped my head cover, I'd make it back to California without stopping once. I mean, it hit the ground 10 times today. Tiff finally told me where to put the thing on the bag. Some people like their clubs in a certain spot. Tiff didn't care where they went, and I had the putter up front where I usually keep it. It fell off I don't know how many times, but, man, wrong clubs. Here's a classic one on the 12th hole. We're like 60 yards out, 80 yards out. I don't remember. She's all 60. And I'm bragging to Casey in practice rounds. I'm pulling clubs. I'm telling her.
And I'm like, dude, just let the player pull the clubs, man.
I didn't know how it worked, man. So I pulled. She asked for the 60. I pulled a club. I handed it to her. She puts it on the ball. She comes back to me. Did I pull this club? It was a 9-iron. I gave her a 9-iron when she wanted the 60-degree wedge. And I
That is so far. Like, normally the 9-iron and the 6-iron you can mess up. But the 60-degree to the 9-iron, like, what? What happened? Talk us through that.
You know, I put my hand on, I saw the 60 right there, and I reached for the club. I have no idea. Pulled a club out. Good thing she saw the face of it before she hit the ball.
Then Yeah. She's going to notice that right away.
13th TS at TIFF. I will never pull another club for you again.
I wouldn't have a job if I had done that.
Well, that's just one of many on Friday. So the 13th hole, next hole, I go to the restroom in between the 13th as we're walking down the fairway. I drop my yardage book in the bathroom, pick it up. It's nice, Pat. It was not a little porta potty.
Did you disinfect that thing?
This was a nice, clean porta potty. I picked that thing up, walked out there. She hit it stiff from 195 yards, hit a hybrid into about 10 inches, tapped in. We go to the thing. I don't have my pin sheet. A pin sheet is where the pins are, yardage 15 on, 4 to the right. So I told Tiff, now's probably a good time to tell you I lost my pin sheet, so the numbers are on you. She said, no problem, didn't skip a beat. I didn't give her a number right.
The numbers were on her anyway.
All day long, every day, because by the time I was around to get numbers, she already told me what it was. But she was the most kindest, very patient with me. She knew I was a rookie. I was as green as it gets, and I mean, I was a Sherpa. That's all it was.
This might be my favorite story, and this is the last one I got. I'd love to keep on the hammer and on this if you got any more. But 3 holes into your Saturday
time. Oh, boy.
Time,
I know where you're going.
You're on he teed off the back 9. Ron's not used to getting the little crossover draws. And so 10, tees off, third hole, hit their third hole, but his 12th hole on the card. And he can't get the numbers right the whole time. And Tiff says, Ron, we're on hole 12, not 3. So
I looked down at the red dot. I finally got one. Our ball is right next to the red dot. I said, I got this yardage. And I'm looking, okay. And she tells me it's 142. And I said, I got 160. I said, Ron, we're on the 12th hole, not the third. I said, oh, my God.
Man.
I couldn't get it right any way, shape,
or form. Do we have something over here on this?
Ba-dum-boom.
What's up, everybody? We are the – oh, wrong one. Crickets.
Oh, man, he's just pushing some buttons on our mixing board here.
Big party fella.
Man, it is just unbelievable. I was just – I fired her up. That was it. After our first round on Thursday, she came up to me and said, Ron, that was the most fun I've had in 3 months on a golf course, and that was my goal other than making a cut. So I think I did my job.
Well, mission accomplished, brother. Congratulations. Congratulations to Tiff Chan.
Congrats to Tiff. She was the one who held me through this thing.
But,
it was incredible.
Yeah, we know that she's a far better player than that, and we're wishing her success moving forward. Is there any let the listeners, is there any caddying in your future, Ron? Are you going to stick to the boom mic?
I got to be honest. It was a one-and-done thing. I just wanted to do this once and say I've done it, and God forbid, for the first time I ever do it, I'm on the LPGA Tour, professional tour. It is
tour
phenomenal.
Tour caddy, man. You're a tour caddy.
Tour caddy. I'm going to sir, but on the it's the fifth hole on Friday, we're just having a little conversation going down the fairway. I said, so you're not in KPMG? She asked me if I'm driving back to California where I live for I said, no, I'm staying on the East Coast for the next 5 or 6 weeks, and we talk about the next drive on. She says, yeah, I'm in the drive on. I said, oh, great. And then she asked me, do you want to work for me in the drive on? And I'm like, whoa, I think you might want to wait to the end of the week to ask me that. And I said, sure, right off the bat. So I might have a second round. But after today, she said she might be going back to Hong Kong for her best friend's wedding. So it's still up in the air if I'm looping again. But we did good. We made the cut. She was happy. She played well. She's an outstanding player.
All right. Enough. I think there'll be another loop in your future. Anyway, man, we had a golf tournament today. We're like 23 minutes in.
Yeah, we did.
Mel Reed. Shout out, Mel Reed, first LPGA Tour win.
6-time winner on the LET, first time in the
3-time Solheim Cupper, 33 years old.
She was
like,
right there in Portland.
Veteran,
right,
man.
There in Portland a couple weeks ago, right up there knocking on the door, and her caddy Dez got it done today. Champagne's flowing.
Yeah, the champagne was flowing. That celebration was something else. I happened to be there. We were in the second last group to start the day, and there was a, Mel's got a reputation. She loves an alcoholic beverage, and there was some serious beer and champagne flowing on her at the end of that celebration. So super shout out to Mel and Dez. Mel played phenomenal golf all week. She was
4 under today, 19 under for the tournament for the victory.
You know, heads above the field all week. I watched all the coverage, and she just looked in total control. She had 2 early birdies, and she bogeyed as well, a couple bogeys right after that. So I think she birdied the first 2 holes, and I was playing in front of her. I saw a shot knocked to like inside, 2 feet off the first hole. I was like, oh shit. We better get going early here. And then obviously she birdied the second hole. But then a couple bogeys to five and six, and Jennifer Song actually held the lead there for a little bit. But Mel rallied back, going four under in her last 11 holes, and she was just really strong. She looked so comfortable out there. Her and Dez just having a good time, and there's clearly a person that's just in control of their game, in control of their motions, and just in a really good place right now.
Yeah, she did. She played well, and Jennifer Kupcho was right up there. Jennifer Song, the top three. But, yeah, well, let's talk about a little about Kelly Tan. You guys are in the second-to-last final group going off today. You guys are right there, you know, tied for third or fourth going into today's round. And what happened out there with you guys?
Yeah, you know, we got off to a pretty good start. We were one under through six holes, led a little par. It's just one of those days. It was just not meant to be. You know, shout out to Kelly. That's the second time in the last three events we've been in the second last group on the weekend at some point, and she's playing great golf, but just another check in her you know, armor there to get the experience in. But you know, after the bogey on seven, we had a really good opportunity on eight to get back into the red numbers and just let it slide by. Then parred nine. Another good attempt on 10, missed it, and then just went on a little bogey, double bogey, bogey stretch, which you can't do. So we had our chances, you know, on that 7, 8, 9, 10 stretch. It really could have been a different story, and just another classic case of that it wasn't in that sport, and that's why you play it out. You know, she fought in there till the end and just made a birdie on 18, but yeah, three over day. T18.
Yeah, that was a great birdie on 18. Chipped it in from, she flew the green on two.
Well, it's a par four, so it wasn't that great of a birdie, Ronnie. But
18?
Hole 18. I mean, it's playing like a par four.
Oh, yeah, right.
But anyway, man, we got our sights set on KPMG. Where she's stoked. Obviously, anytime you're in that position heading into Sunday, that's where you want to be as a golfer. And, you know, you can't learn until you're there, right? Like, that's where the experience comes from. Guarantee she's an athlete, she's a competitor, she's a grinder, she's going over what could be done different in her mind. I'm going over what could be done different in my mind, and we're gonna come out charging at the KPMG.
Oh yeah, I bet. Major next weekend, that should be exciting. We're gonna get hit the road here in a little bit. We're just dropped this pod, a couple more things, but yeah, it was just a blast out there this week. I just can't say thank you enough to Tiff Chan.
Yeah. Okay, Ron, we got that, pal.
Giving me the opportunity.
But yeah, again, Mel Reed and that final group, it was actually quite a bit of a battle. You know, like
yeah,
I said,
Jennifer Song had to lead there for a while.
And she had a lot of TV coverage this weekend. She played some great golf. She's got, you know, I watched a ton of her. She had a great finish in Europe with the Scottish and the British, and she's got Andy Techmeyer on her bag. Andy's been on our podcast, Let's Talk Divots podcast. I believe he was like episode 6 or 7. So definitely go back in our cache and check him out. He's really, really interesting personal growth individual. But Jennifer, I actually talked to her on the phone a couple times earlier in the year, and she said she was going to be working hard on her game, and you know, was looking for a caddy that was really into working hard as well. So she found her guy in Andy, and she's having a breakout time. You know, she's been out there 10 years, doesn't have a win, and she's had some really good seasons, but last year she missed out on the top 60 in the CME, race to the CME and all that Asian swing and stuff. So I know that she put in a lot of work to get back there, and looks like it's all paying off. So super shout out to Jennifer Song and all the great golf. Could be looking good next week at the KPMG.
What about your threesome? You got to play with the young lady, 21-year-old Nasa Hataoku, friend of mine. She just kind of, she gets it up and down, doesn't she?
Man, Nasa, so for all the, you know, if there's any young listeners out there, female listeners, yeah, Nasa's 21. She must be like 5 foot nothing. She's got the legs like a tree trunk. She's a three-time winner, and she smokes it. She's got this great little hop that's talked about on TV all the time, but she's back there. It's part of her routine. She stares down the ball and she hops.
Three little jumps
to loosen up. It's a cool routine, and I just really, really liked it. She's slow as friggin' Canadian maple syrup, okay? I'm going to put that out there. But, you know, her short game's deadly. She pumps it. Those tree trunk legs, she uses a ground grade. I bet she can Olympic lift, like, you know, more than I can, for sure. So all you youngsters out there, big, strong legs, power. You can be 5 feet tall and pound it out there. She was past Ryan O'Toole on several occasions off the tee, and just a deadly short game, a competitor. And I was basically what I saw at Anasa today was like, yeah, I can see she's a winner out here, and she's going to be a winner many times more.
Great veteran caddy, Greg Johnson, on her bag. He's been around for a long time. Great team behind her. She's got it all going on. She's good. She's definitely somebody to be reckoned with in the future.
Yeah, we had a good group with her and Ryan O'Toole, and I really like Ryan a lot. And yeah, we had fun out there. It was nice and casual. You'd be surprised at how casual sometimes these groups can be, even in the second last group on the final round. There's good chatter. They're talking about this and that. You know, I won't get into too many details, but yeah, you know, there can be definitely some loose groups out there under the circumstances.
Well, we went off in the final group on 10. We were a twosome. There's a twosome in front of us, and shout out to Tyler Monahan. He's a local kid, about new kid on the block. He was caddying for Albain, Venezuela, and they were in front of us, a twosome. We went to one tee box, I think it was number 11, and there was three groups on the tee box. I don't know where we all got backed up. I saw Nasa hit one into the high weeds somewhere up there, and I think that started the train wreck.
Yeah, I mean, the train wrecks just happen, and they can happen out here, especially into that wind, right? It, you know, just coming from the east today, you just never, you know, it's golf. That's why we got to play it out. And, you know, Jennifer Kupcho, we never really got into that, but since only her second year on tour, she won the inaugural Augusta National
Women's. U.S. Amateur?
It's not U.S. Amateur. Oh, well, U.S. Amateur, but what's the Augusta one? It's just the Augusta Championship.
No, I think Augusta let them play the USAM over there, the women's USAM for the first time.
No. Okay. It's its own tournament.
Either the way, she won it.
Yeah, she won that. She's a great player. And
She was up there first time. She's always faltered on Sunday, but today she actually stood in there. I mean, she started in the final group, finished in the top three.
She held her own, man. And that final group ended up finishing 1-2-3. I don't think any of them lost it. You know, Jennifer Song or Kupcho, Mel was just ready. She looked poised. Saw an interview with her. Obviously, Dez is on her bag, who's Canadian. Ryan Dez, short for something or other. But, you know, and she just said she's shifted to a team. She always thought golf was a singular sport. And since she's switched to a team mentality, she's really seen a transformation. You know, that goes right through your caddy, your manager, your support crew, like whatever's going out there. It's not just one person. Anytime if you think you're going in there alone, you're gonna suffer. So Mel just seems to be in a really great place, and you know, shout out to the team mentality out there. Really experienced words coming from Mel Reed.
Yeah, a little bit on slow play. Everybody plays in muni courses. You all know when you get backed up on a couple of tee boxes, you're sitting there waiting, you get out of your groove, you get out of the momentum that you guys had. That's when we double bogeyed our first time. Tiffany double bogeyed the 12th hole. She said she couldn't focus anymore, and we had to get back into the groove. But by the time the trophy presentation was going off, we were still on the number 9 tee, our 18th hole.
That's crazy that you were still out there.
Unbelievable.
And yeah, like I've talked about this a lot over the years to my students. Like golf, you can, like, we're out there for 5 hours. Again, these threesomes are killing me normally on weekends, but due to COVID and the daylight and the TV coverage with no fans, we're playing threesomes on the weekend. It used to be twosomes. And so we used to go from 5 hour rounds on Thursday, Friday to 2 hour rounds on Saturday, Sunday. And, you know, so it's four days of 5 hours out there. It's really, really hard to hold your focus, you know, for, you know, in Tiff Chan's instance there. You know, you got to be able to, like, you know, stay focused mentally and be into all those shots for 5 hours. Like that's a grind. It really is.
Yeah. We played with Nicole Brock Larson today, and everybody lost it after the 12th hole. The conversation went away from golf, and we started talking about other things. They were breaking out their phones, checking leaderboards, watching celebrations going on the green, on the 9th hole, you know, champagne being poured and Dez drinking it. But it was just a slow round out there. The wind picked up, the sun was going
play better, man, and you won't be in a twosome at the
back.
Hey,
baby, I'm
trying.
I'm doing my best out there. It's hard when I don't get the numbers right, man. I got a feel for Tiff. She'd not give you the wrong number every time.
Well, let's round out the top 10 here, Ronnie.
Let's go.
We got Mel Reed, Jennifer Kupcho, Jennifer Song, and round out your top three. Nasa Hataoka had a fourth place solo finish.
Yeah, 2-under par today. She battled back.
Nelly Korda coming in strong. She's
5-under today, Nelly did.
Yeah, jumped up the leaderboard. That's called making a charge. That's the moving in the right direction. And Mina Harajie had a great day. And then Ashley Buhai, who lost in a playoff over
Georgia Hall in Portland,
making another strong.
Making a big strong check.
Five under finish there, and then my Canadian compatriot Brooke having a pretty solid week. Her first event since the ANA, losing that in that playoff with actually Nelly and her both losing to Miriam Lee. And then
six girls tied at six today. Ryan O'Toole was a third or fourth girl tied at six.
Yep, Ryan O'Toole, Christina Kim, Catherine Kirk, and Brittany Altamore. I played with Ryan O'Toole. Actually got off to a real slow start, bogeyed the first two holes, and was able to battle her way back. Good job, Ryan O'Toole. Rounding out the top 10.
That's it. Maria Fassi, though, she finished T13. She's the one that lost to Jennifer Kupcho at Augusta. She had the lowest round of the day, 6 under par.
So yeah, they refused their LPGA status so they could play that event because it was the first. And, you know, what a chance. They'll never, you know, who knows, never say never. But, you know, the potential to be another female professional golf tournament there is, you know,
Lexi Thompson, defending champ. She shot 3 under today, 13 or 9 under on the tournament, tied for 13. So she's right up there. You can get ready for KPMG.
You can do that on this golf course. You can come out.
It's a bomber.
You can shoot 6, 7 under. You know, you saw a lot of really low rounds, but it seems like you're going to have one of those even par kind of type days out here too. It's just that Donald Ross. You got to be so precise the whole way around. So.
Yeah, it was a great day out there. Sunday is beautiful. We're going to make the ride to Philly here pretty soon. We got KPMG coming up next week.
Yeah, life on the road as caddies and the jack of all trades. We're dropping a pod. It is Sunday night, and we are very, very thankful that we only have a 2-hour drive ahead of us.
That's right. That is better than our 40-hour drive, whatever we did coming across the country. Man, looking forward to it.
Really, Aronimink. Aronimink Golf Club in Philly. I can't wait to go run the steps, the rocky steps. I'm calling out Kelly because I told her, I'm going to go to the rocky steps. She's like, what's rocky? I'm like, oh, my God. Dusty, if you're listening to this, I said I'm going to have a chat with Dusty, Kelly's partner there, for not knowing, making her watch the Rocky movies. So can't wait to go run the steps. Can't wait to see Aronimink Golf Course. It's been host of PGA Championships, Senior PGA Championships. It's just one of the gems in this part of the world, and it's supposed to be just phenomenal. It's in great shape. Kelly played it last week in the week off, and she told me that you'll love this, Ron, after seeing all the divots there on the tee box. So she played, and the caddies. Yeah, you know, you have to have a caddy at this place. They're bringing around synthetic turf, and the members, everybody, has to hit their shots in the fairway off of the synthetic turf. So there won't be a divot out there, but how awesome is that?
Little driving range pads are putting out there.
Yeah, they're just you. The caddy has to carry one around. It rolls up, and he puts it in his back pocket.
Beautiful.
And so Aronimink, the clubhouse looks phenomenal. I've chatted with the head pro a little bit, just in a couple of emails. I tried getting out there, hush, hush. But, can't wait to get out there, walk the course, and have one last little run at it before we go into an off week here.
Yeah, so I was paired with Nicole Brock Larson for the weekend. We were both Saturday and Sunday, went off, and her caddy, Carlos Lopez, shout out to him, man. He was nothing but a gentleman. He knew, I told him when we were on the first tee, it's my first loop ever, and he's all, you're kidding me? And he was nothing but a gentleman, told me what to do. It's almost like I was allergic to fiberglass the first few days. I barely touched that flagstick. I didn't know when to go get it, when not to. He was just the kindest guy and told me. So, Carlos, I appreciate you helping me around the course there. But everybody showed me some love. It was like we won the tournament. I mean, small victory here and there to make the cut. But, my God, it was so fun out there. And if you guys think it's easy out there, I tell you, it is not. It's not easy. It is not easy at all.
Yeah, don't show up if you think you can want a caddy on tour. Just, come see where we were doing laundry in Pleasantville on our Saturday night and, stay home. But, no, I'm just kidding. Chase the dream, man, if that's what you want to do. Also, a big shout-out to our new fans watching tailgating with us, Tim.
Jerry and Tim.
Jerry and Tim, man.
Locals right here.
I know you guys are listening. Listening, so Straight up shout out there.
Oh, yeah. Even you guys even get kicked them down a golf ball. I had your girl Kelly Tan sign one for them. They must have been happy. Pigs in the slop right there.
Yeah, they tried to watch, tried to join the fan club, but they got kicked out of the property that we're parked in. So.
Oh, I saw that. I came by, I think it was Saturday, and they were out there with the lawn chairs, brought their wives out there. They're sitting right 50 yards off, 50 feet off
I
of the
I thought this was America, man. Where's the freedom? Huh?
Well, they said this is part of the property that the club owns, this haunted house that we're parked in front of, where the TV compound's out back. The four of them were posted up there. I came through, I looked over my shoulder, 17th security was having them ousted. But wait, I saw them on the second hole. No more than a half an hour later, they found another spot and they were hanging out on the second hole. They told me about your great round on Saturday. You had the lowest round going on, Kelly Tan and you.
Yeah, and they offered up, they gave us actually a comped hotel room for tonight.
Right there, Boardwalk, yeah, Atlantic City, gamblers, you know, throwing the bones.
If only we had a week off tomorrow, we'd be out there throwing the bones. So shout out again, thanks for the hotel room, guys. We're going to have to hit the road to the steps in the Rocky Land there. So who's your picks for the KPMG, bro?
Philly cheesesteak, that's my
Philly
first cheese pick.
Philly cheesesteak, man. Yeah, me too. Let's
KPMG,
get it.
You know what? I'm going to go with somebody who has been so hot that I hate to even throw the jinx on her, but Ashley Buhai. I'm pulling for her to get a W. She's never won here in the state. She was so hot in Portland, lost to Georgia Hall in that playoff that you said earlier. Today she was, you know, top 10. So I'm going to go with Ashley, Minji Lee. Minji Lee is always right up there and Se-young Kim. And then I'm just going to throw Nelly Korda out there.
Yeah, I mean, pretty good picks, to be honest with you.
Yeah, all favorites, though.
You know what? I mean, well, I don't know. I actually have Ashley Buhai written down as well because she, you know, lost in a playoff. She's top six today with a great final round again.
But how long can you continue to play at this level?
Well, you know, it's not exactly. And, you know, a player who's won at every other level, but obviously has some serious confidence in her game. And
she's a sentimental pick for me.
Trending in the right direction.
Her and her husband, Dave, are great. And,
yeah, sentimental aside, man, I'm not a sentimental guy. So,
all right.
And I'm backing your pick up there.
Love it.
I got Ashley written down. And she's also a Let's Talk Divots interview. One of our early
Much
episodes
love.
Back on 3, 4, or 5, her and Dave on there. So again, head back in our cache and check that out. Pretty tough not to go with Mel Reed. You know, she's coming in hot.
How hot can you stay? Same with Ashley. Can you really do it 3 weeks in a row?
Well, you know what? Mel Reed, her best finish on tour prior to this was last year at Hazeltine in the T3 at Hazeltine. She's built for a major chance. You know, like she hits it long. She's got a lot of confidence. She's top 10 the last 3 events in a row. So absolutely, I think Mel Reed's going to be up there. You know, you don't mess with confidence, especially around the women's game. You know, there's a reason why you see a few of those you know, same players kind of over and over and over contending. KPMG is going to be a little different duck. There's going to be, you know, it's going to be 600 yards further than this golf course. So it's going to be a bit of a bomber's course. That's why Ashley scares me a little bit. That's why, of course, the Mel Reeds, the Brooke Henderson's, the Nelly Kordas, you know, we're going to, the Lexi Thompson's, you know what, those are easy picks. And yeah, I think they're all going to be right up there. You know, come the weekend, I've got Yalimi No as a bit of a dark horse right now. She had a great week in Portland. She hits it a long way. She's young and, you know, fearless. And I've watched her at the range the last few weeks, and that kid can hit it. So what do you think about Hannah Green? Where's her state of her game and defending her title? And another Canadian on her bag, but 2-time winner last year. Haven't seen her do really a ton this year, to be honest with you. Actually, she was up there in Portland.
You know, you put me under the gun and say I got to make some picks and stuff. And I always say anybody who tees it up has a chance. Tiff's not in it next week.
Anybody has a chance any week. Oh, optimistic Ron.
That's right, man. Anybody has a chance. Tell that to Sophia Popoff, 304 in the
world. Yeah, well, where's her in the talk, man? We haven't even mentioned her name.
All right. She made the cut. She was here this weekend.
She had a great week. She was 7-under heading into Sunday. I don't know where she finished today, but.
You know, anybody has a shot. So we're just going to tee it and put the tee in the ground.
Sam had a top 15 this week. I played with her for the first 2 days. She's hitting it pretty. I mean, she had a top 15. She has the length. I just like a long hitter. Anyway, I don't think Hannah Green's gonna defend. I don't think her game's there, but who knows? You know, any given Sunday, right, Christy McPherson?
That's right, that's right. Hey, I'm gonna touch on something way back. Christina Kim, I talked to her on our very first pod. I asked her if people would do little side bets out there, and
oh yeah,
she says not so much. She was kind of saying more on the men's tour, but my girl Tiff Chan and Na Young Choi had a little side bet going on today. So we were watching our phones all the time. She played in a couple groups ahead of us. But they do a little side gambling out here, and that was good to see. They kind of kept Tiff in the game when she was out of the game. We finished T66, I think it was today. But, you know, she ended up losing it. She did not. So she's buying dinner tonight.
Yeah, they'll do Tiff it in the Chan. Practice rounds too as well. And Kelly and Money Pyeongchen
had
some side betting in a practice round a couple weeks ago as well. And just
shout out to Money.
Symetra Tour got postponed to four, or not postponed, taken down to 54 holes due to rain. Or was it 36? Because they only ever do 54.
Well, I don't know.
Anyway, Money won. Pyeongchen, shout out to Money.
She'll be there next week, KPMG. She's going to be playing. So good for her to find something to do, and that she didn't get into this tournament, but she went and got it done on the Symetra Tour, took home the W.
Kid likes to gamble.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, what else you got, bro? Should we hit the road?
Man, it's just such a great time. I'm going to give a shout out. Let me give one more shout out to India. India, we got 20 downloads. Those people love us out there. We love you in India, too. I know you guys call me a few times a week to sell me something, but I just want to say I don't think those are the golf fans, but maybe it's Aditi Ashok. I haven't seen her out here much, but maybe it's her family out there. But, man, can you believe 20 downloads
today.
In India?
Yeah.
That's just today. 40 countries and growing, baby. Let's talk divots all across the globe.
Okay, guys, thanks again. We are at Let's Talk Divots on all social media platforms. Our email's letstalkdivots@gmail.com. And please share this with a friend. Share our message. We appreciate you so much. We will be coming at you live.
See you in Philly
next week from the KPMG. Out.